I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Over 100 former world leaders just sent a joint letter to current administrations urging them to get tough in Iran. The letter, addressed to heads of state in the U.S., Canada, the U.K. and more, condemns Iran's meddling in Ukraine. It also calls on leaders to support the Iranian people. Executions spiked in May, making it Iran's bloodiest month in the last 5 years. Transform Iran's Lana Silk.
The government was really embarrassed on a global scale for months last year, and they are retaliating.
Protesters were back in the streets of Tehran this week after the government hung three men tied to last year's unrest. Visit missionnews.org to connect with Transform Iran.
The people of Iran feel very isolated and hopeless. And when we as the body of Christ come around them and say, we hear you, we see you, that is powerful, it's encouraging, and it's strengthening.
And this Sunday, May 28th, is the International Day for the Unreached, highlighting unreached people around the world and getting the gospel to them. Greg Kelly with World Mission.
The unreached are people who don't have access to the gospel. So think no access to the Bible. Think of no missionary. Think of no church. Think of no pastor. They'll never meet a Christian in their life. These people will never see a single evangelical church from the day they're born until the day that they die.
So how do we effectively reach unreached people for Christ?
I love the idea of reaching people by mobilizing leaders. I'm thoroughly convinced that the key ingredient to reaching the ends of the earth is through leadership training.
Please pray for gospel missions to the unreached. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association makes available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power. Get your free copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.